Turn to section 4. Section 4. This section will tell you about the detailed description of process of papermaking. Listen to the tape script and complete the summary. Use words from the box. There are more words in the box than you need. Some words use more than once. Now listen carefully and answer the following question 32 to 40 on your answer sheet. Typically, trees used for papermaking are specifically grown and harvested like a crop for that purpose. To meet tomorrow's demand, forest product companies and private land owners in Wisconsin plant millions of new seedlings every year. To begin the process, logs are passed through a debarker, where the bark is removed, and through chippers, where spinning blades cut the wood into 1-inch pieces. Those wood clips are then pressure cooked with a mixture of water and chemical in a digester. The pulp is washed, refined, cleaned, and sometimes bleached, then turned to slush into a digester. Color dyes, coating, and other additives are mixed in, and the pulp slush is pumped into a moving widescreen. Computerized sensors and the state-of-the-art control equipment monitor each stage of the process. As the pulp travels down the screen, water is drained away and recycled. The resulting crude paper sheet, or web, is squeezed between large rollers to remove most of the remaining water and ensure smoothness and uniform thickness. The semi-dry web is then run through heated die rollers to remove the remaining water. Wastewater is carefully cleared and purified before it's released or reused. Fiber particles and chemicals are filtered and burned to provide additional power for the mill. Papermaking carefully tests for such things as uniformity of color and surface water resistance and ink holding ability. Then the finished paper is wound into large rollers, which can be 30 feet wide and weight close to 25 tons. A slitter cuts the paper into smaller, more manageable rolls, and the paper is ready to use.